Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
Great day to be alive on this Monday. Kind of. Kyle Brusten Northman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust. Alongside Wisconsin sports backer in more agony, Kyle Wallace.
Yes, that would be I. Another rough weekend in Wisconsin sports. Just a cycle.
Brad Northman, longtime NFL punter, Super Bowl runner-up. It's hard to have a hard weekend of all sports because one team didn't make it to the weekend. Hey-o. Also, actually, they played Friday night. That's the weekend.
They made it to Friday, but also a team did win a national championship last night.
The Wisconsin's Mark Johnson-led... Was it Lady Badgers?
Women's hockey team, women Badgers.
They're the Wisconsin Badgers. What do you mean?
The difference between women and lady as far as like... Officially, when you describe
it, is a badger a male?
The lady volunteers, right.
Volunteers were the volunteers that volunteered to try to keep slavery alive.
Yeah, that's true.
That's why it makes sense.
That is true.
That's what you missed last week on the bracket
YouTube only
battle royale.
Oh, it's YouTube only.
Yeah.
Nobody has any idea unless they're on YouTube.
To fill in what we're talking about, we did a Royal Rumble of like the bracket, right? Of the men's bracket of the mascot. If the mascots were to duel in like an octagon type thing.
It's not the bracket we use,
Kyle. That's David Gruber's bracket. From Gruber Law.
We started talking about the mascots, and it's the Tennessee Volunteers. The name came from when the Civil War broke out, the Tennessee militia needed people to fight.
They said, you're going to free who?
What you mean need? I thought they came running to the scene.
And there were so many volunteers that raised their hand willing to fight for the South that it was so overwhelming that they got the nickname the Volunteers.
Again, this is the second time we've talked about this, Kyle. Brad seems so proud to
I'm
be
not
saying
proud.
That.
He's smiling.
He's smiling. No, he's like, they were so happy to volunteer.
Keep them damn slaves on the plantation.
I have no joy
I volunteer as tribute.
That's 800-990-3776. Is the Carbless talking text line. This is more. We're on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison.
Badgers are not males or just females. They're both, right?
There are male and female badgers.
So why can't we call...
Yes. They're not a.
Then they're just
asexual.
Badgers.
Yeah, they're just badgers.
So we don't have to say lady badgers or male badgers.
But if you say the hockey team won the national championship, don't you need
this
to...
This is the stupidest conversation ever.
Don't you need
ever.
To specify?
The women's hockey team?
Yeah.
So men's hockey team?
I think ladies sound a little bit more like...
The gentlemen badgers? That's so weird.
gentlemen badgers. Gentlemen and ladies. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Kyle Brusten Northman. Scheduled to appear at 2 o'clock, psych... Scheduled to appear anytime, any moment that the door opens up. It's Thanasis Antetokounmpo, who is putting on an amazing live show this Saturday. If you've not got your tickets for March 29th, it is Thanasis Antetokounmpo's Thanalysis Live, presented by Gruber Law Offices. And all you need to know is you got to get your tickets ASAP. Eventbrite.com, search Thanalysis. You can also go to ESPN Milwaukee and Madison social medias. There's links in our bios. The show's going to start at 7 p.m. You have Brandon Jennings, who we had on the show about a year ago.
Yeah, Mr. Bucks and
Six. That's right. He was electric.
Electric City. Kyle Kuzma and Brooke Lopez. And you never know what TA's got up his sleeve. It's also supported by Carbless, Prisoner Wine Company, and McDonald's. Stay tuned for ticket giveaways. Stay tuned for anything related to Thanalysis Live, as you will not want to miss it. Dave from Aaron gives you a shout-out, Bradley. You were professional earlier with Wildy and Tausch, and now you're back to the clown show. Love you guys.
How about that? Just a little bit of both. I'm hanging out with the adults and hanging out with the kids.
Which one's more fun? Why are you hesitating?
Everyone's fun. Everyone's fun.
No.
Jason Woodley, that's your
that
show.
Is worse than Kyle not promoting
okay.
us on his other show.
Okay, I mean,
we are Kyle, Brustin, Ortman. You're saying I want everyone to like me, so I'm not going to pick. We're
okay,
a
okay,
show.
Okay. Then I'll break down how the experience was. It was professional. Was the perfect way to put it.
Are we not
it
professional? Was,
We're professional, but we're a little bit more rough around the edges. We're a little more fun. We're a little bit more, like, we kind of go to that place that maybe Wilde and Tausch isn't
willing
to go to.
You mean Wilde and Tausch wouldn't start their show discussing the volunteers?
No, they probably wouldn't dive into the history.
Because they're uneducated, uncult swine. That's what they are.
Send it to him, Strofe. Send it to
him. Oh, man. But it was great. It was great this morning. It geared me up. Now I'm ready for KBN Nation.
So if you missed Jason Wilde and Brad Nortman, you can watch that back on YouTube, and you can see us live there right now.
How's the voice feeling, Brad?
It's good.
Can you explain the object that you sucked into in order to get your voice ready? Because
Sucking on it, I'm blowing into it.
Whatever.
The difference.
Whatever. All I'm saying is there was a 2-month period in which I continuously got texts on the Carbless Talking text line. How has Brad been sick for 2 months that his voice is so bad? And so you took matters into your own hand with this little trumpet?
I did. So yeah, KBN Nation.
Please describe for the listening audience and please show to the viewing audience.
Yeah, KBN Nation, I'm only human. I got sick, my voice like deteriorated, and it still just hasn't come back. I don't know what's going on with it. So I just have like this raspy voice. I'm trying to figure out a way to fix it and solve it. So I did some research. And there's a thing called the Sing Ring, and you're supposed to hear, it's about the size, it's about 2.5 inches with a little like slot for your finger to go to hold it. And there's various holes on there that you cover up to make it more challenging to basically, you're supposed to sing into it. It's supposed to strengthen your vocal cords. So
you sound horrible after 3 hours. I'm not going to lie.
That's crazy.
I feel a little bit of your sloppy seconds of your voice.
Okay, well, maybe this will help because usually when I drive in, I do this, and I did it before Will
the
Intouch.
Drive in and do this?
Yeah, so it almost looks like I'm hitting like, it's not, and I don't do this, but it almost looks like I'm hitting like, as I'm driving on the road, it feels like I'm like hitting like a vape pen almost.
Or
but
a joint.
Here we go. Or a joint. It's called the size of a joint. Okay, you're supposed to go like low to high,
what
and then high back down to low.
Huh?
So you guys ready?
Yeah, I'm ready. Okay, here you sing.
And that takes a lot of effort, right?
You don't
there.
Sound any better.
Well, you're supposed to do it for like 15
you sound
minutes.
Sound worse.
Yeah, he did sound
he
worse.
Just exhausted
than right
his
before
vocal
doing
cords.
It. Should I do one more time?
No.
I'm gonna cover all holes. See how hard that is. That one's really hard.
Oh, wow. You
feel, that's really straining the vocal cords. I can't even do it. I'm not there yet. I gotta work. I gotta practice. But I'm getting there. But maybe I just have like a new MO. Maybe I'm like that raspy radio guy.
Brad's a nerd.
I think he also fell for like a marketing. Like this must be like a pyramid scheme.
How much
that
you
he
think
fell
this
for.
Was?
Too much.
Too much.
$50.
And ain't doing anything.
Well, you got to do it consistently.
My favorite part about you is not wanting to pay a babysitter $20 to watch a child, but for your vocal cords, you buy a $50 thing that doesn't work.
That's how much I'm committed to KBN Nation and this show.
That's so unfortunate.
I will throw my money away. I will light it on fire to try to get to where I can be 100% for KBN Nation.
Oh, well, I appreciate that.
All right. Even try newfangled things that
Enough of Brad. What we're going to do so we get some extra time with Vanessa Sanadacumbo, we're going to take a quick break, but you're going to tell us, Brad, about Carbless quick because they are a part of Thinalysis Live, and it's always good to shout out the Talk and Text Line sponsor at 800-990-3776.
Oh, that's right, KBN Nation. You know Carbless. They're going to be supporting the event that Thinalysis is putting on this weekend, Thinalysis Live. You know Carbless. They're at Pottawatomie, and it's gearing up for baseball season. They're at American Family Field. Man, there is every reason to go to your local grocery store, or if you're going out, you're having a dinner, or you're going to the bar, you order yourself a Carbless, and you got to try the Tropical Bliss Variety Pack. I'm talking about 4 brand new flavors that will characterize your 2025. Blood orange, watermelon, raspberry, grapefruit. Perfect time for baseball right around the season, warm temperatures right around the season. And you can go ahead and you can bring that warm weather right here. Not only that, the mango vodka cocktail is refreshing, delicious. It feels like you plucked a mango and you plopped it right there in your Carbless can. All the things you love from Carbless. No sugar, no carbs, no gluten. That means guilt-free. 100 calories with low carbonation. Each and every sip of that Carbless can is refreshing, delicious, keeps coming back for more. Makes you realize that less is more with Carbless.
Coming up next, Brad burns a $50 bill like he just did with his vocal cord fixer. Just kidding. Thanasis Anadokounmpo is in the flesh in the Gruber Law.
Let's go.
One call, that's all studios. Ooh. Pop on real quick, TA. Oh, it's on. It's on.
It's on? Oh, man. Thank you guys for having me.
Well, guess what? That voice you just heard is coming up next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
I think it's clear.
Yeah, and if Doc replicates what Booty did last year, or all I'm saying it.
Come on, guys. His name is Coach Bud.
If he replicates
Coach Booty,
what Coach Bud
on ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Chicken lady, I've been rolling about a week. You can tell I got cake by the diamonds in my tooth. White, black shade, so you know when.
Kyle Bruston Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. And I'm actually disappointed in Kyle of the Kyle Bruston Nortman for being outclassed and outdanced to the bump song by T.A.
Hey, listen, it's T.A. time to shine. What I did notice, I was going talking to Stroke's ear, is that you nor Brad moved at all. It was just sound to y'all.
How should I move,
Wipe
Kyle?
Me down. You never shoulders, chest, yeah. Pants, shoes. You never heard
say,
that?
Say again.
Sounds like head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
Y'all never heard that?
The most you want to see from me is just a head bob. That's all I'm going to do. Just a little head bob.
Okay. All right.
I need a lot more liquid courage if I'm going to be dancing.
But you heard the song before.
Of course I've heard the song.
Brad?
Of course.
Okay.
We're stiff whites.
Come on,
yeah.
Man.
No. I mean, like,
I know for a fact you probably, the guys in college, was going crazy and dancing.
Of course, but sure. I had some liquid courage.
Yeah. It gives me something to strive for Ben.
Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, joined in studio at the Gruber Law Offices, One Call, That's All Studios, with Thanasis Anadokounmpo. And if you've missed it and you've been under a rock, you got to get out of it. And you got to head to Pottawatomie Casino Hotel this Saturday, March 29th, Fourth Analysis Live, presented by Gruber Law Offices and Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Tickets are on eventbrite.com. You just search Thanalysis or go to our social pages. You got Thanalysis Show on Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. You have ESPN Milwaukee, ESPN Madison. All of those social platforms is where you can find those tickets starting at 7 p.m. Let's go through a couple of these names. We know Brandon Jennings is going to bring the heat. He's not scared to speak his mind. Is that fair?
It's very fair, man. First of all, you said everything. Thank you so much. Like, it's going to be fun, man. We're gonna talk with Brandon Jennings, you know, a little bit about his past, how he played here, you know, what he wants to do in the future. A little bit about his takes in Gil's Arena as well. Like, hey,
you
out here defending, you know, we're going to talk about that a little bit. It's going to be fun. And then we have the next guy who is Ben.
We got Kyle Kuzma.
Kyle Kuzma, man. Another guy.
I'd actually love to get some insight because there's obviously a lot of Wisconsin fans that know the name but probably don't know a lot about the person.
Yep. It was very interesting because I really wanted to get him on the show, and it's not nowhere better than having it in a live show, you know, with hundreds of people there and him just talking about his story. And if you think about his story, too, like him being a byproduct of this trades, right? Him winning, AD coming to the Lakers, him winning, right, with the Lakers in championship, then getting traded to Washington, right? Then
a place where a franchise doesn't go to win.
At the moment, because you see all these teams now, 2-3 years ago, there were places nobody goes to win, and all of a sudden now they become playoff teams and get all these draft picks.
Yeah, OKC is one of them.
Hey, man. Yes, and we'll get to that in a little bit. But, like, now getting traded for another big piece was Chris Middleton in that part of our history, right?
Yeah.
And this prestige that comes with it and pressure that comes with it. So it's
you text
so,
yeah, Chris? Did you call Chris?
Yeah, I did.
You let him know, like, you know, I'm going to miss you? Was it tears? No, was it happiness?
The crazy part. Well, it was both, man. It was it was emotional because it just, we're so used to each other, right? And, you know, Drew and Chris and all this, and you see it and you're like, man, we won a championship, all of us together. And it just hits deep in my heart because, like, we've been the last team standing, right? Mm-hmm. You know what this is? Like, in NBC's 82 games and all of a sudden you look above and nobody's there and you're like, wow, and then we go to FIBA, and they go to win a gold medal, and we come back next year, all of us together. It's something I will always cherish and not forget. And then I got on him a little bit because now I'm like, what was this energy? Now you fighting
everybody?
Yeah, he
was everybody. Chirping
the bench. Yeah, chirping everybody. What was this with the Bucks? Like, and I was, obviously, I'm joking, but it was just me and him going back and forth.
I mean, how old were you when you came with Giannis, and obviously Chris was on the team, so he's been like like a, it's got to be like a brother
so,
to you.
Yeah, I've known, so I've known Chris since I was 20. Yeah, 20.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Because, you know, obviously Giannis got drafted 2013. Yeah. 20. And he, the crazy part, we didn't hang out though. He, because I wasn't with the team, so we didn't really hang out. Like, I don't talk to him every time I see him summer league, you know, working out with the brothers and everything. But then I came to the Bucks when I was 25-ish, 26-ish, kind of. And when I came into the Bucks, and I would do my, like, summer workouts and everything, and I remember we would always be me, him, and Pat, because that was the, you know, 3-4 guy, like the three-man, two, like the drills. And this guy was so good, so special, bro. Just like, I was like, bro, it's impossible. Like, are people seeing this? Because, you know, I was just being out from the outside looking in. I wasn't with the team at the time, so I didn't know how good he was. I was just always the guy, like, oh, he's a great experienced player, vet. You know, I always thought like that. And then when I saw him, I was like, oh, this guy's special, you know?
Yeah, had his time to shine, too, in that Hawks series when your brother went down.
Yeah, he exactly. did.
Chris
he
had to step up. He did.
He did.
I think Chris had, like, 15 straight to start the third quarter.
Yeah. And I was, right there. And I was right there. And I just kept yelling, Kobe. Kobe, shoot. Again, you know, so I really, like, we miss that. But I, at the same time, I'm happy. I'm happy he's there. You know, he gets, it's a new chapter for him. You know, let's see what comes with it.
Didn't even get to the last one, and I'm sure there's going to be more planned and surprises, as there always is at the Analysis Live. Brook Lopez, Mr. Yo. Disney himself.
Yeah. Splash Mountain.
Yeah, Brookie the Wookie.
He could prepare, potentially act as that too once he gets done.
Why are you profiling Brook like that? You're
not
even
Star Wars. You could throw on that Chewbacca
costume. Him and Rob, man, you don't want to see. Trust me. Like I know sometimes like people, you know how like people get this NBA scuffles. Have you ever watched like NBA scuffles? Something like that you watch, right?
They're
like
a compilation. Right? Nobody
some
actually
fights.
Yeah.
Maybe back
you,
in the day.
You hold me back in the day. Hold me back.
They used to throw hands back in the day. Not no more. Remember Kobe and Reggie Miller threw hands?
Yeah.
Kobe actually lost that fight.
Yeah. Oh, he did?
To Reggie Miller?
I'm
going to
watch it. Go and watch all Brooks scuffles or Robins, right? They just grab you and like, they just grow mad. They just grab you and hold you. It was a. I remember.
He seems fairly chill. That's crazy.
There's always a beast inside everybody.
Yeah, and they don't fight. It's not like they're like angry. No, they're just like, hey, bro, and just try to like walk you through. But he's so nice, such a kind person, and it's gonna be fun because we're gonna talk about his career. This guy's like an all-time leading scorer in Brooklyn Nets, and I think some categories. I mean, I think KD might have surpassed him, but it was KD that surpassed him. Like nobody else. Like. This guy is, like, amazing. And then went, and in the middle of his career, changed his whole game into shooting threes and blah, blah, blah. Like, it's so crazy. And I do want him to, you know, and get more love, but to interact with the fans, man. You know, like, I think he's one of those guys who, like, people are going to love on the show.
Yeah, and if you're gonna be there, you're going to love to get to know these, you know, people that you watch on TV, but get to know them in a different way. T.A. will open these guys up, and you'll see some of the favorite people that you watch for the Milwaukee Bucks really get to know them at The Analysis Live. And it is also supported by Carbliss, the Prisoner Wine Company, and McDonald's. It's Gruber Law Offices, The Analysis, presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Tickets at Eventbrite.com. Search The Analysis or go to social medias for that.
How would you describe the personality of Kuzma and Brook Lopez? We've had Brandon Jennings on the show before, so get a little bit into what he is. But like Kuzma and Lopez, I feel like I don't know them. So like, what are their personalities? What are they going to be like at the Analysis Live?
So I think Brook is going to be very, very funny.
Star of the show?
Yeah. I think the way Brook reacts and dissects, because we're going to show videos, you know, up there, and people are going to react to the videos. And
do they know these videos are coming?
No, they don't.
Okay.
They don't know. So they're going to react to a couple of videos, and it's going to be fun. But Kyle, I think with Kuz, I think he, you know, he's always been this, you know, this guy off the court, and, you know, I want to be in fashion. You know, doing
very fashionable. Web shoes
swaggy.
He wore one time.
Yeah, and
is it swaggy?
Yeah, but I don't think people know how smart he is, you know, how savvy he is and savvy and all these things. So I do want him to talk about that a little bit. And what do you expect from the season? You know, like, you want to know him. You want to know who you're rooting for, you know? You want to know all these things, so.
I'm curious about him because he went from LA, right, immediately, you know, had a little bit of a role on that team. Then he went to Washington, which Washington may be a smaller city, but it's a lot more going on in Washington, D.C. Now being in Milwaukee, I'm curious of how he's really transitioning to Milwaukee, because this ain't no rental thing. He's going to be here for a little bit in Milwaukee, so I'm curious to know how he is transitioning. I know he just got engaged as well, so he probably can't walk it. Let me go ahead and settle down with my girl.
It's crazy. Everybody who comes to Milwaukee gets engaged and married, huh? It's crazy, right?
Just like
that's
that.
That's me.
That's crazy. No, I'm
you come to the wedding
that.
August 22nd, you can have Strofe Spot.
I don't want to take so sorry, but if you give me an invitation, I'll try to make it.
Be too nice. I just wish he would have ripped that invite right away from Stroh. He would have turned red as a tomato, T.A.
But yeah, it's interesting that you said that as well, and you know the comment I made. But it's true, and that has to happen as well with how laser focused the team needs to be, right? What people do in Milwaukee, just you know, we just stay off the grid and just play, which is the only reason we've been on the grid so much. It's because Giannis and Dame, like before this, before Giannis and this Dame duo, we didn't really get this much, like, you know what I mean? This just
a lot of spotlight.
Yeah.
A lot of spotlight.
No, it is.
Yeah.
It really is a lot of spotlight. Yeah. Speaking of spotlight, though, I know, you know, this is Analysis Live, and you got Brandon Jennings joining you. You going to dabble in some of the beef that's recently going on with Brandon Jennings and one of your old teammates
who?
As well? Jeff Teague and Brandon Jennings got—
No, who? Talk to me.
So, yeah, so Brandon Jennings—
No, talk to
so
me.
Basically, Brandon Jennings, Jeff Teague on his podcast, they were talking, like, I think it was him and Ty Lawson were talking about, like, you know, things about Brandon Jennings. And Brandon said, listen, I was one of the coaches out here to do it. I went straight from high school overseas to go play, got paid a bag, and then came to the league, and I dropped 55 right away. I brought a Bucks team to the playoffs. And then all of a sudden he challenged Jeff Teague to hoop,
okay,
Ty Lawson, and also Lou Williams to like one-on-one basketball. You hear about
what?
This? Yeah, that might be.
That's prime time.
I mean, Brandon Jennings.
You just wrote the
that.
Script for the analysis
no,
line. Actually, don't give this answer. No.
Brandon
Let's get this on Saturday.
Brandon Jennings went off on social media last week. So I think it'd be, I mean, he's snapping. Brandon's usually pretty cool, calm, and collected. But
yeah, we're going to talk about that.
Yeah, I would love to kind of hear him say why he said, listen, I challenge Lou Williams or Jeff Teague to one-on-one basketball. We can do it whenever. Y'all just name the day and place.
I'll tell you what it is, right? So this is just my opinion, right? From things I've seen in my experience, I think it's because they all have this mentality of boxers. Like they the way they feel, especially when you play 1-on-1, they ain't no hiding 1-on-1. This is me and you.
Yeah.
I'm gonna expose you. You might be like,
I've done that to TA.
Yeah.
I got him when he was hurt.
Yeah, you might be like, oh, yeah, I'm going to let him shoot. I'm going to do this. No, I'm coming straight to your chest. So it's me and you. Ain't nobody help. No bigs. No nobody. So it does play a role of saying, like, king of the court, right? Type of vibe.
Who would be the greatest one-on-one player of all time?
Of all time?
Who would beat everybody?
I would assume probably a hybrid, right? All those guys who are above 6'8" and above. So it's the Bronze, it's the Giannis's, it doesn't matter if they can shoot, not shoot, or whatever, because they're going to go by you. There's nobody to help you there.
Wait a minute, so you don't think MJ would dominate everybody?
He's 6'8 and above. Yeah, he's 6'7 and above.
Growing up, yeah. MJ probably wasn't a guy that you guys idolized, was he?
He's Michael Jordan.
I mean, I know what y'all were, because you're a little bit younger than I am.
But he wasn't like, I followed the Bulls every game.
Yeah, right. But like Kobe probably, that was the one
Kobe
who
was
murdered.
More
yeah.
of a, I had that, for sure.
Yeah, because I mean, sure. So who you got, MJ or Kobe?
It's so
Did
crazy.
Did you just go MJ or Kobe right
MJ
now?
MJ or Kobe, I wouldn't know.
This is circa 2008 sports radio right now.
Who would it, I'm just, well, to me, the legends is MJ, Kobe, LeBron. I respect LeBron. He's a great basketball player. Just like I respect your brother, great basketball
player.
Do
you? You called him bad leader last year.
That was last year when they was losing. That was
and then you sat courtside next to T.A. You said, I'm sorry, T.A.
No, he didn't say that.
We solved all that. I love me some Giannis, but I'm just curious to know.
So, now those the way you said the debate, obviously it's for like fans to just go crazy and we talking, you know,
one on one.
But seriously, if you sit down and dissect this, we're talking about the same player, man. Who do you think Kobe learned his, you know, I can't curse on that, his stuff from? Like, that's Michael, right? But at the same time, Kobe in the younger days was way more athletic. It was like he was way more athletic. So I think, to me, I always say this, like the moves Kobe had with the left and finishes, and because you know you don't see it, but the basketball has changed throughout the years. There's a reason, like, you know, some guys playing in the 90s would have started, and now, like, you know what I'm saying? Now it's harder because on analytics, basketball changes, right? Now if you can't shoot a three, you got to really have a niche to be in the NBA.
Mm-hmm.
So it's So you can just pick one. Just toss it up in the air and pick one. But to me, the question is, I like when they try to compare players who are, guards and bigs. And I believe the only guard who can really stand out there as a guard, obviously Kyrie.
Really?
You ain't putting Steph on
Kyrie or out? I was thinking Steph, too, because Steph can just shoot.
Steph, Dane, no, those guys can shoot. I'm just saying, like,
we'll get to the
Cannon,
rack, yeah,
Cannon, or Cannon, like, bro, hold it, pick it up, like, you know what I'm saying? And say, you're going to stand and go play a 6'8 hybrid. Get a chance. You got a chance.
The old heads are chiming in on the Carbless Talking text line. Our guy Bill chimes in. Larry Bird is the greatest one-on-one player. That's it. That's the list.
Hey.
Yo, Larry can ball.
He was like nasty.
Larry Bird was like 6'9", wasn't he?
Yeah, he was tall.
Hybrid. 6'9", 8".
Could pass. He has some swag. Mm-hmm. Reminds me a lot of myself.
I'll say this. My grandma, black old woman, RIP, rest her soul. When she was watching Larry Bird back in the day, she said, boy, that white boy could shoot. And that was during the Magic and Larry time. And she was even talking about how cold Larry Bird was. He was still in the black community. People love Larry Bird because he could ball.
Yeah. Only because he could ball.
That's how he ingratiated himself now.
We're with Vanessa's Antetokounmpo live and in person. And what you need to know is this Saturday, March 29th, it's Gruber Law Office's Thanalysis presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Get your tickets for Saturday. It's going to be amazing. We just told you about Brandon Jennings, the beef he's in. Kyle Kuzma joining the party of getting into Milwaukee and then becoming engaged. And then Brooke Lopez, who silently might steal the show. And TA's always got a few tricks up his sleeve. So go to Thanalysis Show on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok. Go to ESPN Milwaukee, Twitter, Instagram. Search Thanalysis at eventbrite.com. There's multiple ways to get your tickets. For Thanalysis Live, March 29th, starting at 7 p.m. Anything else you want to share about the show that you're excited about?
Man, I'm just excited about interacting with the fans and everybody. I'm just gonna try to have a lot of gifts as well for the fans, just to give back. You know, preferably maybe I don't want to give this away, but like probably have a lottery type of situation. You know, you get your tickets, I'm not gonna say what you might win. That's for another day, but it's gonna be nice. So it's gonna be nice to be out there and just interact with the fans.
Is this breaking news?
Yeah, it's.
Let's toss on producer of the Thanalysis Show, Tony Cartagena. T.A.
Hey, if T.A. wants to pull it off for the great fans of the show, we're going to make it happen. So
breaking news,
we're going to be giving
there's
things away, hit the breaking news thing, Strofe. If we're going to be giving things away on site.
There it is.
I love that. So all you got to do is you got to get a ticket, see a great show, and then potentially maybe, not confirmed now, don't be holding to it, but you may, depending on how T.A. feel during the week, you may end up getting a little extra something, potentially.
Oh, you put cash underneath the seat?
Oh, yeah.
Like Oprah?
Everybody gets
get away with for something now. I love that. I'm just excited to have the opportunity to actually be able to be there, to get a chance to get there. I got multiple events going on in the city, but I'm going to make sure I'm going to come out as soon as I can. But this is going to be fantastic, and I feel like people really, last year, the energy that was inside of the building and everything that happened with Stephen A. Smith with actually surprising your brother, the free throw contest, even a little kid that came at the end, they raised him up, got raised up by NBA players. I mean, that was so cool to experience. And it's just great that the city has this opportunity, right, to have access to the Milwaukee Bucks.
Is this Thanasis on Antetokounmpo joining or Kyle Wallace joining his own show?
Oh,
damn.
Did you guys hear Kyle casually? I got a lot of events that day, but I'm going to try to slide through.
I appreciate you.
I keep it real.
He's trying to go to AEW. Probably,
I have the Milwaukee Mayor's ball that I have to go to before.
Oh, but, Pinky
but up, no, Pinky up, Kyle. I have multiple roles, and I told TC, I said, as soon as I'm done at Milwaukee's Mayor's ball, I'm running over. Y'all don't know how upset baby girl was.
To the after party.
I'm going to try to get there as soon as possible. Baby girl was so upset. She was like, okay, baby, I'm going to buy my ticket. Because, you know, everybody got to buy their ticket. I'm going to buy my ticket. And I said, we got to go to the Mayor's ball, but we're going to go after because we got
to go to the Mayor's ball.
No, we do. But I'm telling y'all this right now. The Thanalysis Live is where you want to be at on Saturday. It's going to be so dope. Absolutely dope. I got the truth stuff, man. Y'all know I got another job. I'm told I have to go.
And you've been prioritizing over us for weeks now.
I have no choice but to go, but I'm telling y'all this right now. You want to be there at the Thanalysis Live.
Well, maybe you can take Kyle's baby girl's ticket right now because we're giving away 1 4-pack to Thanalysis Live. Do we do caller 43 for TA? Caller 43.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Work it, Strofe.
He's going to win a four-pack to Finalysis Live. Put Alex Strofe to work behind the glass on the phones. 800-990-3776. One four-pack to this Saturday's Finalysis Live. 800-990-3776. That's on the Carbless Talking text line. And this giveaway is courtesy of McDonald's, another incredible supporting partner of Finalysis. Caller 43, get going. One four-pack. Might be giving some more later this week, just like TA's giving surprises away right now. Finesse's on and Kubo, thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Get your tickets for TA in the live show, 800-990-3776. Put Strofe to work. Caller 43. We're back with more next.
This is Kyle Brustin Nortman.
Ben's pretty good at impersonations.
Hey, he's
quotes.
Pretty good.
I either crush him or suck at him.
He's pretty good at faking it.
Yeah. Yeah, being a faker.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is.
Why can't we come together?
Yeah,
you
were very creative in faking it. Good job.
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Did we just play the same bump twice? Different. Oh, that was Wipe Me Down.
Very different song.
Put your mic on, buddy.
Sorry, we had mics all mixed up. Very different song.
I tell you what, vibes were high this weekend until the loss. But I had a great time at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Weekly wager 6-7 on Wednesday. Kyle Brustin-Ortman 2-5 on Thursday. Kyle Brustin-Ortman 2-5 on Friday. And spent my 3 p.m. until 11 p.m.
Ooh,
at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and
the
beautiful
be.
Sports book. Had so much great food. Had brought one of my teammates, Josh Gosser, there to watch Wisconsin team play. And he won his first three bets, which was amazing.
How about that?
Lucky him.
Dozens and dozens of kiosks for you to place bets. Seating for over 200. A full bar. Drink specials. They have it all. Don't go anywhere other than Pottawatomie Casino Hotel to watch wonderful events at the sportsbook. Big shout out to Thanasis Antetokounmpo for joining us. And if you missed any of that, go back and watch on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee or at ESPN Madison or wherever you get your podcast.
So fun.
He's as authentic as it gets, boys.
It's going to be electric on Saturday. I can't wait. Can't wait.
And I just want to make sure. Taylor and Waukesha chiming in on the Carbless Talking text line. Taylor, when I was just talking about Pato, did I buy you the beer tower?
Bought someone a beer tower?
I did. I bought somebody a beer tower.
Oh, wow.
I think it was Taylor because he always texts me about Pato. He got his over-under prize, so we'll stop calling Strofe every day, which is good. That being said, speaking of betting, I know that Brad had an interesting time watching something with no rooting interest.
Yeah, I went to, I was at the suite at Pfizer Forum. With
Ben. Wait a minute.
You left that detail out before the show.
Well, cool. Still doesn't change the fact that I was there with Bank 5-9, Make Lives Better. And they were awesome, right? They're a great time to hang out with. But we're watching the games yesterday, Kentucky, Illinois, and Iowa State versus Ole Miss. And we're watching. And I haven't been to a sporting event, and I can't remember when, where I have no rooting interest. I mean, I felt like I was Rob Lowe, just like, you know, the shield hat on and just like looking for a good game. Come on, boys, stay healthy. Don't get injured. I don't think I clapped once. It was a bizarre
setting. This is why you sports bet.
Oh.
Responsibly. Because imagine being in that suite that you were in.
It was swanky.
Literally, Josh Gosser, who I mentioned when talking about Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, placed his first three bets ever. He reminded me of Kyle. He's in my wedding. He's one of my best friends. But I was going to slap him because we had...
Oh, wow.
I was going to slap him. Yeah, you heard
Jeez,
me.
Jeez, that's aggressive.
Because we had over in the Auburn-Creighton game at Pottawatomie Sportsbook, and there was a one-minute scoring drought. He goes, it's done. It's done.
How much did it cover by?
It covered by like 10 points.
Oh, wow.
Well, that's the thing. I almost wonder.
He was reactionary in the first half of a 1 minute scoring drought. That's not a game.
The sports.
You can't laugh because that's what you would do.
That's extreme.
The sports betting euphoria and like like heart rate elevation. I almost wonder if it's more than a team you root for. Kyle, did you get more stressed watching the games that you bet on or when you watch the Packers?
That's actually a great question because we saw him live and in person on teams that he bet.
We've never
watched a Packer game with him because he doesn't watch Packer games with anybody.
I can't imagine it's worse than what we witnessed when you were watching the games you bet on.
Yeah, I mean, games that are high-tense games, maybe it's like that, but it's different when you got money on the line with people that you don't know too much about.
Especially when you've famously said in the show about Baby Girl's trophy, he loves his girl, but...
I love my girl, but I ain't spending $3 on her. I love my girl, but I ain't spending $3 on her.
So clearly money matters more than the Packers.
Money does matter. It sure does matter. So you guys saw an emotional Kyle because of the fact that I needed teams to cover and they didn't cover. It's frustrating. It's very frustrating.
But you afterwards, even after the loss, he was like, man, that was a rush.
It was a rush.
You pay for the entertainment.
Yeah, I picked the over.
He's got that smile.
It's fun. I mean, you win some, you lose some.
Did you win any?
0-5, baby.
Oh, so you lose some and didn't win any.
I didn't win any.
Strofe, he's making you look like a wizard.
The entire weekend, I bet every game.
Every game?
I bet every single game, ran to 64, ran to 32. Ooh, I ended the weekend.
Wait, do we think he was up or?
He was down.
Prior.
I think he was down.
And here's the thing. When somebody talks about betting, they overinflate what they actually did.
Oh.
What do you mean?
You call me a liar?
Kyle's 0-5. Whatever you say is going to be probably somewhere a little bit above the weight.
Ooh, I'm dying.
So I think I said on the air, I bet $10 in every game. It's not like I'm Jody Highroller over here, but $10 every game. I ended the weekend down $6.25.
No kidding.
Isn't that insane?
That is wild.
You're better than me.
I mean, 50%.
90% like that. I put $100 in, I ended with $94.75.
That's pretty unbelievable.
Isn't that ridiculous?
That is.
Let's check the Carbos Talking text line, because if they keep calling about these Thanalysis Live tickets, if they didn't win them, we could just see if they are calling for the show or if they need to know about Thanalysis Live, because I can tell them, I just told you, tickets are at eventbrite.com and search Thanalysis, because we had Thanalysis on and Akubo joining for the March 29th Thanalysis Live coming up this Saturday. Don't miss it. You got Kyle Kuzma, Brandon Jennings, Brooke Lopez, T.A., and always a little wrinkle. Always a little surprise up the sleeve, and I'd put good odds that there'd be a surprise.
Mm.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be a surprise. I know that. Last year, his brother got surprised, and I know this year we're going to get surprised.
That's it right there. Kyle Brusson-Nortman across ESPN Wisconsin. We haven't even got to the weekend that was and the results that were in those NCAA tournament games for the respective Wisconsin teams. We will definitely get to Jason Wilde. We have a lot of desperation, Kyle, as it pertains to being the Packer backer that he is. But coming up next, I have to get to it, because when Strofe thinks he did something great, I want to know if it actually is. He said, becoming relevant today, I was cooking. So, becoming relevant with Alex Strofe, cooking with gas, next.
This is Kyle Brusten-Nortman, KBN.
You should be happy Pac-Man Jones has had this on his headphones, or he definitely would have pulled it up on you.
I think Pac-Man's lucky I didn't have this on my headphones.
Oh, you right.
I would have been, I'm really feeling swaggy and confident.
You say, yeah, you're in my space. Oh, what you gonna do?
Because even just hearing the song, like, for those who are on the YouTube, they can see I'm bobbing my head right now. Like, this is like, okay.
Go ahead, say, ski!
Ski!
On ESPN Wisconsin and WisconsinOnDemand.com.
Oh, it's almost a national holiday coming up. That is the opening day of the Brewers. It is the unofficial start of the summer. And that means the tailgate grills are out, and you got to grab your groceries. And including on there is Carbless. It is not complete without a Carbless, because next Monday is the unofficial start to the summer, which happens to be the Brewers' home opener. And ESPN Wisconsin, of course, is all over it. Sponsored by Carbless, the ready-to-drink cocktail that we all know and love. Live shows from inside the ballpark, special guests all day, and unmatched excitement for the crew as ESPN Wisconsin will carry every pitch of the home opener. Opening day on ESPN Wisconsin is sponsored by Carbless. So get yourself a Carbless, grab a pack today, be the MVP of your baseball, and enjoy the Brewers home opener on Monday. Happy baseball season, everybody, with Carbless. This is more.
Ben Bruss, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Alex Strofe running the show. UKBN Nation at 800-990-3776. The Carbless Talk and Text Line list is more. YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. And before we get to Mr. Irrelevant, it's funny you mentioned the Brewers home opener. Strofe, what dream, not dream, what did I think about in the middle of the night while rocking my daughter to sleep?
A man who literally just hit an RBI in spring training. That would, of course, be Salvatore Frelick's home run in game three.
Just a little bit of a hiccup last night. Just like couldn't get the daughter to go down at normal time. It happens. You're a parent. Not everything's perfect. So I go in there, Strofe.
Uh-oh.
I think I have a prophecy.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. Instead of dreaming and reliving the Sal Frelick home run to put the Brewers up two runs.
Are we getting a manifesting?
You betcha. I was rocking my daughter last night, and with the baseball season looming, my mind wandered, and it wandered into the postseason. Now, I don't know if this is good or bad. I'm just going to be real about the dream. It was game three.
Uh-oh.
At AmFam Field. Brewers up 2-1.
Against who?
In the bottom of the eighth. The Diamondbacks.
Oh, okay.
Very interesting that it was Diamondbacks. I think I'm having, that was probably like a flashback.
Well, didn't they just play Corbin Burns the other night? Yeah.
So, bottom eight. Brewers up 2-1. Runner on first. Two outs. The count is 2-2. After fouling a couple of off-speeders off, Jackson Churio at the plate still. 2-2 count, two outs, runner on first, 2-1. Fastball left over the center plate. Get up, get out of here, gone! The Brewers take a 4-1 lead into the ninth, in the bottom of the eighth, heading into the ninth with a three-run lead. They are likely on their way to the divisional round. Now, what I don't like about this is only the divisional round.
That's a lot of
but
early, a lot of
still something
me.
More than what you
but
know we last year.
I think that's also part of the fact that like the Badgers and the Golden Eagles, I don't want to call them Golden Eagles, didn't make it to the second weekend. So yeah. I think I'm just looking for some success here. The Packers lost in the first round of the playoffs. No second weekend for the college basketball teams. The Badgers football team, we hope they get above 500. The Bucks with TA here, he's talking with us in the break about continuity and, you know, getting frustrated because he just wants to see it all come together. Someone gets hurt, someone's that. They're plus like 4,000 to win the NBA championship. So at this point, I'm looking for my silver lining. And my silver lining is baseball is here. And if Jackson Churio hits a two-run home run in the bottom of the eighth of the wild card series at AmFam Field, mark the tape.
That would be a wild prophecy. I'm going to be listening to you a lot more and taking your stances way more seriously.
I mean, Ben Stradamus.
That's right. That would be. I'd actually be a little scared if it did come true like that. I'd be a little scared.
I would too, because I'd be like, "What happened?"
Yeah.
Because I've now allegedly predicted September 28th for the Packers Steelers Ireland game.
Oh, so good.
That was through journalism.
That wasn't out of thin air. This is out of thin
this
air.
Is, this allegedly. Is prognosticating, prophecy. Yeah, hit it. So that sound, if you don't know what that sound means, it means when I use a word that I like to use a lot. Strofe, I would just like to hold others accountable on this show, too.
Oh, here he goes.
The amount of times that Brad Nortman about the Packers have said they have gaping holes. You're banned from gaping holes.
They do have gaping holes.
Why do you want to drag other people down with you?
Oh, because if I'm going to be held accountable, y'all are going to be held accountable.
No, it's different. Me and Brad, we just pop
fine.
In. You run
I
the show.
I used to be on your team. Whenever Kyle says frustrated the wrong way.
Oh, really?
Yep. He just turned on me. I turn on him.
It's cultural.
Well, I had your back until you didn't have mine.
You frustrated, Kyle?
Not now. No.
Even outside of the pronunciation, you do use frustrated a lot.
Because, unfortunately,
you're very frustrated.
Do you understand what's going on in Green Bay Packers world and Wisconsin Badgers world as well right now?
Yeah.
What's going on?
What's going on in the world?
The Green Bay
Packers. How would you describe your emotions?
We talked for literally.
Give us one word. Singular
word. Yeah,
what
word?
Describe your emotions.
Annoyed.
No.
Is there a different word?
No, maybe a different
you
word.
You don't seem annoyed. You seem.
Bothered.
It's more than that.
Yeah, but a strong way to say bothered.
Angry.
Not quite angry.
Yeah, you don't seem angry. You seem.
Tempered down.
Frustrated. I don't even know how he says
frustrated.
He misses the first R. He says frustrated. Like you're talking to a baby. Are you frustrated?
Sometimes I feel defeated.
Are you looking up synonyms right now?
No, I am.
Just say it.
Frustrated.
There it is.
But aren't we all
frustrated with all those gaping holes?
Yeah, no, well, the gaping holes and the Packers not doing anything. It's just so
hyperbolic,
frustrating.
I swear.
See, now y'all got me all upset.
The reason why we use those words so much is because they're just so true. Kyle, you're frustrated. I see gaping holes. And Ben, pick whichever one you want. There's like 10 of them.
14 of them, to be exact.
14
on my list?
Yeah, you have a list of 14 of them right now.
Please read them.
Temper.
Well, he was right.
Not doing 14 sound effects.
Bullish.
I miss the bullish days.
Yeah, I do too. That's,
you know, I'm bullish about the show today. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Don't go anywhere.
The wait is over.